the flagship station for Clemson football.
And a little reverse on a fake punt. Clemson smells it out, though, and it's going to make the tackle at the 23-yard line.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I check stock market every day. I check the Granger stock market every day. 430 cars right now, 430 vehicles right now. That Granger Nissan of Anderson. 301 of these are brand new. 301 brand new Altimas, Armadas, Frontiers, Kicks, Maximas, Muranos, Pathfinders, Rogue, Rogue Sport, Sentras, Titans, Titan XD versus the sedans. These are great looking cars. I don't talk enough about their pre-owned. You can search their pre-owned lot right now. Man, there's some awesome looking pre-owned deals at Granger Nissan of Anderson. You can make a, I would say do a little quick search of kind of know what you're getting into before you get there. But, and I don't want to talk prices on here because prices change all the time. It's a fluid situation. But, well, I'm looking at a bunch of cars less than $20,000 right now on his pre-owned lot. And some 2018, some 2017s with low mileage. So go by and see our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, 3240650. My great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Mr. Orr 24. Later in this segment, I'll give you this some recruiting, but let me just quickly just tell you this. I spent all last night and trying to find it again this morning, see if there's any updated stuff on here. Alabama does not give snap totals in their statistics. They don't do game-by-game snap totals. They don't do snap totals for the season. There's no cumulative snap totals on here.
Sure.
So there's no way to tell who played and how many played and all of that. Clemson does do snap totals for theirs. And let me give you a little bit of snap totals, just the only Alabama snap totals I could find. Nick Saban does not substitute on the offensive line. He does not substitute on defense. To be honest with you, Alabama, they don't really substitute on offense or skill positions either. Jerry Jeudy plays basically almost every play. Ruggs, Waddle, Devontae Smith, Irv Smith. To that point, let me mention this. Now, they substitute the three running backs, and rightfully so. And Hurts did play a little bit at quarterback compared to Tua. I mean, when Tua got, you know, the games got out of hand or whatever. But they only had five receivers. Let me give you just their receiver stuff for you. On offense, running the ball now, both Harris's and Josh Jacobs, you know, had a ton. All those guys had over 100 carries. Brian Robinson Jr. had 63. You run out of carries a little bit late in the games. I get that. As far as receiving goes, Jeudy had 68 catches. Waddle had 45. Ruggs had 46. Irv Smith had 44. And Devontae Smith had 42. The four wide receivers and the tight end. Jacobs, the running back, had 20. Harris, the running back, had 22. The next lead receiver, Derek Keefe, had 4. You see what I'm saying? They don't substitute. The defensive guys, they had, let me tell you, guys who played every game this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They had 16, 17. Well, no, I'm sorry. That's some of those guys were on offense because they made a tackle on a turnover. They had 15 guys play 15 games. So their backups didn't play every single game. Here's the one stat I found on the snap total, and this is pretty telling. Remember in 2016 when Clemson ran 101 plays against Alabama, or 100 plays against Alabama?
I recall.
7 of the 11 starters on defense played at least 98 plays.
So they don't substitute.
Let me repeat that. 7 of the 11 played 98 plays.
How many did Clemson run this past year?
65. So didn't run it much. Now, on the other hand, Kyler McMichael this year played 101 snaps. Goodrich, 113. Mark Fields played 284. Jordan Williams, third-team defensive tackle, played 143 snaps. Played in 11 games. Logan Rudolph played in 14 games, played 141 snaps. Justin Foster, 14 games, 168 snaps. Shaq Smith played 14 to 15 games, played 140 snaps. Jalen Williams played 249 snaps this year. Huggins, the second-team defensive tackle, played 352 snaps this year. Started a game and played in 14 games. Niles Pinckney played 300 snaps. So between Jalen Williams and Niles Pinckney, they played 549 snaps this year. The two guys that you'll be trying to start now that Christian Wilkins are gone, they played 549 snaps between the two. Xavier Thomas played 284 snaps. Oh, by the way, this does not include the national championship game. This is only 14 games. So we'll add these national championship stats in at some point in time. I'm not sure why they're not in there now. Nolan Turner, backup safety, Mr. Or 24, played 365 snaps this year. Denzel Johnson played 364 snaps this year. It's building depth. And at Alabama, they don't do it. It's a different way of doing it. Now, I'm not saying Alabama's wrong. I'm saying Clemson's right. But that's how you go. That's how you play for the national championship with only three returning starters. That's how you win a national championship with only four returning starters on defense. Make sense?
A ton of sense.
Okay. Now, can you hold on to your socks here a second?
Yes.
What's your happy meter right now?
Scale 1 to 10, we're at a solid 7.
Clemson is bringing in, mark that down, mark the tape there, Ramona. You're a 7 right now. On January the 26th, a week from a Saturday, Clemson is bringing in the junior day, their first elite junior day, first of two. And on this day, they're going to, right now, of the guys who have committed. Now, let me be clear about this. There's transportation issues, guys back out, basketball games, SATs, ACTs. You know, maybe not all these guys show up. Some will be added to this list. Some will be taken off this list. But as far as I can tell by compiling and listening to everything that Paul Strelow, Anna Hicks, and all those great websites are saying, and reading these guys' Twitter of almost all these guys on here who have confirmed that they make plans to come right now.
Anna Hickey.
They have four. I'm sorry. They have 24 visitors that I can come up with right now.
Okay.
Now, DJ Uiagalelei, the number one player in the country, is not coming. He's going to come in April. Obviously, 3,000 miles away or 2,500 miles away, you can understand.
I'm tuning you out now. I don't care anymore.
One running back scheduled so far, Mr. Orr, 24. A four-star, the number 31 player in the country. Now, you don't have to keep up with this. Ask some tallies at the end about how many five-stars and how many top 100 and how many top 250. Right now, the Tigers have on the list four wide receivers. The number 13 player in the country, five-star Rakeem Jarrett from Washington, D.C. The number 15 player in the country, five-star Julian Fleming from Pennsylvania. The number 103 player in the country, four-star E.J. Williams from Phoenix City, Alabama. And the number 169 player in the country, four-star J.J. Evans from Alabama. There's one tight end coming into town right now, Mr. Orr 24. Eric Gilbert, the number 9 player in the country, 5-star.
Ooh.
From Georgia. There are 5 offensive linemen that we think right now, including the 3 commitments in Paul Chio, who's number 200 in the country, a 4-star. John Williams, 219 in the country, a 4-star. And Walker Parks, a 4-star offensive lineman that's committed to him. 2 uncommitted offensive linemen we have right now. Number 140 player in the country, Mitchell Mays from North Carolina, 4-star. Number 175 from Knoxville, Tennessee, Brent Tucker, a 4-star. 2 defensive ends. The number 5 player in the country, 5-star, Brian Brees from Maryland, or Brzee from Maryland. And a guy who I think will commit to him, defensive end /linebacker, and Kevin Swint, number 166, a 4-star. There's three defensive tackles right now, Mr. We're 24. Timmy Smith from Florida, number 190, a four-star. Cole Brevard from Indiana, number 196, a four-star. And Trey Williams from Washington, D.C., number 162, a four-star. In the secondary, along with DeMonte Capehart, who's already committed to him, number 95 player in the country, a four-star. Sergio Allen, commitment, we think will be here, number 179. He says he's going to be here, a four-star. Mr. War 24, are you ready for five top 100 defensive backs coming to town, including five-star Fred Davis from Jacksonville, number 21 player in the country? And there's only 22 or 23 five-stars in the country. Luke Hill, a corner from D.C., number 73 in the country, a four-star. Henry Gray, number 72 in the country, a four-star. R.J. Mickens, number 37 in the country, a four-star. And Christian Story, number 86 in the country, a four-star. Four top 100 defensive backs. Five top 100 defensive backs will be here. All in all, five five-stars, 19 four-stars, 11 of the top 100 players, and I think I'm right by saying this, 22 top 250 players coming to Clemson next week. January 26th. If that's the group that shows up and nobody else is adding, and everybody says that'll be the most talented group ever to step foot on this campus. Yeah.
Of all of those kids you just listed off.
Yep.
Of all those five stars and high four and top 100 players.
Five of the top 21 players in the country.
Clemson has a realistic shot at.
I mean, a realistic shot at all of them. Now, if you say, how many will they sign of that group? If you could sign eight, well, you got five already committed to you. If you could sign 10 of that 24, it'd be the best class in school history. And DJ Uiagalelei, it'd be the best class in school history. I mean, it's just not fair at that point in time. Five of the top 21 players in America without DJ. I tell you a good story.
What are they going to do on campus?
Well, they go through tour the academic buildings, tour all the football facilities, meet with the academic advisors, meet with the coaches, meet with the coordinators, meet with Dabo, look at the weight room, nutrition stuff, football, tour all that. Wiffle ball, golf simulators, haircuts.
Here's a question for you. How many of these guys are first-time visitors? Do you know that?
To my knowledge, Jared has not been here. Fleming has not been here. Brown has. Williams has. Evans has. Tucker has. Mays has. Gilbert has. Brees has. Swint has. Smith has. Bavard, I don't think, has. Williams has. I don't know if Fred Davis has been here or not. Hill has. Gray has not, to my knowledge. Mickens has. Story has not, to my knowledge. So seven of the 24 have not been here before. 17 have been here before. 17 have not. I mean, 17 have and seven have not. To my knowledge now. That's just off the top of my head.
There you go.
That is how you win championships right there. Get that group. Clemson has a chance, Mr. Orr 24. Now here's the interesting part about recruiting. Yesterday, a running back out of Houston, Texas, the number one running back in the country, like number two or three player in the country, tweeted something about all in and Clemson whatever. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be here. Oh, and this started following Jeff Scott. And
this is for 2020 or this year?
2020. This year's over. Clemson's going to try to sign one more player, and that's Ely. That's it. There's only one more player on the board.
Hey, I'm sorry for being a traditionalist and observing.
I know,
the
it's crazy.
That
it's crazy.
Is signing day in February.
You're right. It's crazy. Got to be that way. But this guy from Houston that they had no contact with, now he's following all the Clemson guys. Now, if you could bring him in for a visit at some point in time, he had number one quarterback, number one running back, number one wide receiver, number one tight end, number one defensive end. If you get this McKinney in the defensive tackle, maybe number one defensive tackle in. That does not include Antoine Sampa, who maybe is the number one inside linebacker in the country. I mean, everywhere you look, it's unprecedented. what they're doing.
Listen, the numbers are great, and it's fun to talk about the recruiting rankings and to compare them across the country to other schools in your geographical footprint or wherever they may be. But at the end of the day, and something that I've learned in doing this show the last couple of years and I guess being on following the program closer and closer, I mean, you just got to trust what Sweeney and the staff are going to bring in, regardless of ranking and the stars next to that person's name. They've time and time again shown you that they're looking for the right player, not right. the best player. So I hope this kid from Houston is the best player and the right player, but I'm just going to trust the guys. Trust
well, that's why you bring them in now. And the other thing is, it's very important to bring these guys in this January because, you know, Clemson doesn't do official visits in the spring.
They do not.
When that's a big key, the other side of this is that you want to get to know that player a little bit. You want to hold down. There's a bunch of good players that will be here for the second junior day, but they want to be able to spend quality time with these guys in this junior day to get to know them. Do you want, you know, is this the kind of guy you want to bring in here? Because that's been very, very, very important part of this whole culture. Is bringing in those kinds of fellas and the guys you want to be around. So January the 26th, we'll ask Paul Strelo about Ely tomorrow. We'll also ask him about this January 26th day. And again, a lot of those guys, that list will change as we go in the next, 10 days or so. We will keep you up to date with omissions and additions to that list coming in. Just cool stuff. Very good stuff there. We come back. Love to hear from you. We'll take your phone calls. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. At Priority One, they are awesome at what they do. They protect us here at the radio station. And we could not do it without Priority One. When I mention Priority One, I talk about technology all the time. Like our cameras are high-def cameras. You know, sometimes you see those surveillance cameras, and it's like you can't tell if it's a human or a Martian, or it's like some of those old UFO cameras. These cameras are awesome and high-def, and we have it on our phones, and we can tell who's coming, who's in our parking lots. We can tell, who's at our back door, who's inside of all our equipment. We got some nice equipment here now. That wasn't always the case. Now we do. We got to protect it. It's Priority One. With the highest technology, the video alarm system, the total control app services, the Ring doorbell services, and all the, I don't know what UL certified or IC certified. I don't know what all that stuff means. I just know we had the best. And know that we can trust our friends at Priority One. Check them out. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a break. Open up phone lines. I'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our health care text line, 986-1566, and our Twitter feeds, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. More right after this.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew! Gross!
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Trying to keep it, and now we're trying to pitch it, and Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Have you with us? My friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. And in my trip to California, Will Huss's name was brought up a couple different times, and we were telling all kinds of stories about business associates and business things. And I told this story to someone not long ago about their Trail doing stuff that they don't want known. They don't want talked about on the radio. Because they feel, humbled through a lot of what they do, but they don't want these things known. Just the extra little mile that they do, the extra little mile that they go, holding things in a first class way, of helping people and doing it the right way, and that's how you get to have an unblemished reputation. I trust these folks. I learn from these folks. These are one of those companies that that just gets your attention. They're going to build a building. A lot of people will build a building, but the relationships are more important. Your building will be done on time and on budget every single time. I didn't know that we had the master builder approach and the single source delivery, and I didn't know we had that better building process until I sat down with them. And now I had to ask myself, why in the world would you not build that way? It seemed like that's the only way to do it. It's not the only way. It's not the only way that they do it. They can deliver it in a bunch of different methods. But boy, it just seems to work all the time. To find out about your next building, TREHEL.com. We told you yesterday about a great building going up in Athens, Georgia. TREHEL.com. 654-ROAR, our Northern Communication phone line, where Boogie checks in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing this morning?
Hey, bless, guys, bless. Great to be a Clemson Tiger fan. Life couldn't be better, Mickey. I was listening to you talk about our junior day list, and that I think that is huge to be able to assemble that type of talent to come in to at least have a shot at them. I mean, Dabo said before, you got to get them on campus first.
Right.
And I think that's huge. But you said that's the list that is committed as of now, could be transportation issues, whatever. But I'm predicting everyone makes it. No transportation issues this year, Mickey. Because Kirby's got bigger fish to fry right now at Georgia. He's got to fill the staff out. Got juniors leaving, transfers. That, you know, sabotaging Clemson's junior day with rides is just not big on his list right now. So I think we good on that. I think we get every kid in. That's a good. That'd be my first prediction for the year. Also, too, you know, I was listening to you go down our depth chart on defense, especially, and I agree. You know, Brent's showed he can be still be successful losing guys, but if you look at the line, the linebackers in the secondary, there with all this talent we got coming in, there's at least 3 to 4 kids that are really going to surprise. I mean, you got a Booth in the secondary, you got a Vonta Bentley at linebacker, maybe Tyler Davis, you know, Ruben or Rook or somebody that could, or Cash that could really show up on that defensive line. But that being said, with what we have coming back on offense, Mickey, and as powerful as it could be, what do you think our defense needs to be ranked? Even though I agree with you, there's going to be a little drop-off. There won't be maybe a number one, but where do you see them be? I could easily see them being in the top 15, but do you see a top 10, maybe a top 5 of what we got coming back and maybe a few surprises on defense?
Well, let me say this. I don't know enough about the other defenses and who they're bringing back yet. I just hadn't had time to decipher all that. I don't think Clemson's defense – I think they would be better than Florida State's, better than Boston College, better than Louisville, better than NC State's, better than Wake Forest. I'm looking now at some of these depth charts, better than Syracuse. I think they're going to have maybe the best defense in the ACC. I'm not willing to say that. I'm saying maybe at this point. I still want to go back and look at some of these other guys bring back. The other part that we talked about is in that schedule. I know A&M would be good, but really, a lot of these offenses wouldn't scare you that way. But as far as that depth goes, and I've got some more depth numbers for you here in a second. As far as that depth goes, I am glad that we saw Shaq Smith play so many plays this year. I am glad that we saw, you know, McMichael and Goodrich play so many plays this year, and Chad Smith and those guys playing so many plays this year. And now some of that, I'm still interested to see what Xavier Kelly looks like when he gets that light comes on for him. I'm very interested to see Justin Mascola. I think he's still a year away. I think KJ Henry is going to be one of the biggest stories of this season, where he starts in the spring and where he is on late August and where he is in early December. It's going to be a big, big key because he's a massive kid now. He's got unbelievable personality. He's got unbelievable athletic ability. As he becomes a better football player, I think you're going to see huge things out of him and grow from that power hour. The talent will be there. Now, it's not Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence talent, but Clemson will be more talented or as talented as anybody in the conference. And so let me look later on at who comes back on defense across the country at other places. But now this will be a top 20 defense. It just won't be the number one defense.
Yeah. And you know, I remember in 16 at the beginning of the year, Herb Street said, you know, Clemson doesn't need to have a top 5 defense
right.
with the offense they had coming back.
Right.
You know, a top 15 would get the job done. And I see that for this year too. If we can, you know, break into the top 10, that, you know, I think we will be exactly where we should be by the end of the year. But great stuff, Mickey. You guys do a great job as always, man. And you said you wanted to do something good for somebody sometime. And so I'm going to do something for you next time I'm in there. I'm going to take you to play golf.
I'd love to. I would love to.
Now, I haven't played in a while, Mickey. The last time I played, I shot a 76, and I got mad and quit.
So, yeah. That's all right.
Because when I got back to the clubhouse, I found out there was 9 more holes on the other side. So, all right, buddy.
We'll get Zach out there, buddy. Yeah. I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a good workout this morning. All right. All right, buddy.
Now, I've been there before. I'll tell you right now.
I thought I was going to say miss that putt for 76 on the 18th hole. He missed it on the 9th hole. Your thoughts on this defense? I think that we need to let me say this the right way. I think we need to be guarded in the expectations for the defense. I think we need to look around and say, man, fellas, let's just be clear about this. Wilkins, Lawrence, Huggins, Farrell, Bryant, Lamar, Joseph, Mullen. It's hard to replace that. And so this team is not going to be the dominating, hold everybody down. They're not going to hold Alabama to 16. They're not going to hold Notre Dame to 3. They're not going to hold Pittsburgh to 10. They're not going to be one's defense that leads the country in scoring defense. And so I think we need to be guarded. With that said, Mr. Orr 24, there is enough talent to have high expectations. I mean, is it okay with 2 5-stars like Thomas and K.J. Henry? Is it okay with what we saw from A.J. Terrell, with Wallace and Turner and Mewson Johnson, with Skalski and Chad Smith and Isaiah Simmons? Is it okay to say, hey, man, the cupboard's not bare for this defense, that this defense can be serviceable, and quite frankly, that's all it kind of has to be, is serviceable because of Lawrence and Etienne and Higgins and Ross and Rogers and Carmen and Ankrum and Simpson and Pollard and Shermaker. Is that okay to think that way?
Of course it is.
Lower your expectations.
How low, though?
Well, just low enough to go to win football game. To win this Saturday.
Hey, just low enough to go 15-0 again.
I wanted to mention this to you because I started looking at offense, and I told you how Alabama doesn't substitute on offense. Do you realize that Jackson Carmen this year had 205 snaps? I mean, it's pretty doggone good. Jackson Carmen played 34 snaps at Boston College, 26 snaps against Georgia Southern. He played 22 snaps against Florida State. He played a ton of snaps this year, 202 snaps, which is, leads you to feel very good about. Look, you got to replace Mitch Hyatt, a 4-year starter.
Well, how many did Mitch play this year?
Mitch Hyatt played 807.
Oh.
But Jackson Carmen played 205. So it's not like he's a totally raw kid who's never played before. Bockhorst this year played 172 snaps. Now, he's not going to be called on to be a starter right now, but that's 172 snaps for a third guard right now. Really good stuff.
Depth.
Remember all that moaning and complaining about how you're not blowing teams away. Why don't you blow people away? Why are we playing the second-team offensive line in the first quarter against Texas A&M? Why are we playing the second-team offensive line in the first quarter against Georgia Tech? Well, now you see why. Mike is up next, 654 Roar, Electric City of Anderson. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. How about yourself, Mick?
Man, we're blessed. Couldn't be better.
Good to hear. Look here, let me throw something at you. I did a little simple math over the weekend. And if you go back to December the 1st, I believe it was, the conference championship, ACC conference championship, and a lot of the national talking heads now are calling the conference championships quarterfinals of the playoff, de facto playoff games, whatever. I believe the Tigers, and I could be off a digit or two, but they won their 3 playoff games by a combined score of 116-29. That's pretty strong. 2 of those victories were against Alabama and Notre Dame. A 28-point victory, a 27-point victory against 2 of the more storied, if not the most storied, college football programs in history. Now, Jack's a history major, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about this. If you go back over the long history of college football, you got your Alabamas, your Notre Dames, you got your Southern Cals, Nebraska, Oklahoma, maybe throw Texas in there, Michigan, and Ohio State. If you look overall, and I know that we're talking over 100 years, but let's just say the modern era from the 50s up till now. If you look at what Coach Ford did in his 9 or 10 or 11 seasons while he was there, and let's please don't forget what Coach Ford did, because that had a lot to do with what's going on now. I think I've heard Dabo say that. And if you look at what Dabo Swinney has done in his 10 or 11 seasons, now we have 3 national championships in the cupboard, a lot of 10-win seasons. Everything I mentioned, is it time to start putting or talking about, is this a stretch to say this or ask the question, are the Tigers not in the top 20 overall, historically speaking now, of college football programs, or do all the losses under Bowden and Tommy West and Hootie Ingram and those guys, does that negate that? And I want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll hang up and listen, and I enjoy your show, Mick.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. No, Clemson is a top 20 football program, no doubt about that. I can tell you this. Let me look this up. I think one of the first conversations to have is that, let me frame it to you like this. The first 15-0 team in college football history to play number 3 Notre Dame and beat them by 27 and play number 1 Alabama. Nick Saban's greatest team ever, Alabama's greatest team ever, beat them by 28. There are times in there where, now I say maybe the 95 Nebraska team, the 2001 Miami team, the 2013 or 14 Florida State team are three of the best teams I've ever seen. But I think you can make a legitimate argument that this team in 13 of their 15 games have beat their opponent by 20 points or more. Can you start talking about this team being the greatest team, the best ever? I think that's a legitimate question to ask.
Including both of the perceived toughest games of the year? 20 points or more?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is a legitimate question to ask.
The only way to ever settle those kind of debates, right, is for those teams to play. And that's obviously not going to happen. It's not realistic. It's not something that can happen. But in a theoretical sense, yes, they are certainly in that conversation. They deserve to be in that conversation. 15-0 is no easy task. There's a reason it had not been done since 1897 or whatever it was, and prior to the college football playoff era or BCS era. It's a different team. It's a different level of accomplishment, and it's one that deserves the utmost respect, not only here, but on a nationwide scale.
As far as the top 20 programs go that Mike asked, I only go back for the Associated Press era, the poll era, 1936. I mean, is there any point in talking about Princeton and any point in talking about leather helmets and the 1920s and 90s? I mean, I don't see any point in that, do you? So you and I at least agree that 1936, the Associated Press era, is where it is okay to start talking about.
Sure.
Because later on, Minnesota's won 3, and Army still won a couple in there. Of course, Army's ranked in preseason bowl next year. But that's where you get into the Notre Dames and the Oklahomas and the Tennessees and the LSUs and the Southern Cals and all this kind of stuff. If you go by those numbers, Associated Press National Championships, Alabama with 11, Notre Dame with 8, Oklahoma with 7, Miami, Ohio State, Southern Cal with 5, Nebraska, Minnesota with 4, Clemson, Florida, Texas, Florida State with 3. So there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 teams who have more AP national championships than Clemson.
Minnesota on that list is wild.
Minnesota's won theirs in 36, 40, 41, and 60.
Wild.
So, but you know what? You got to cut it off somewhere. But there's 8 teams who have won more national championships than Clemson. Clemson's won AP. Clemson's won more AP national championships than LSU, more AP national championships than Michigan. Both those have won 2. More than Penn State, more than Tennessee, more than Auburn, more than Georgia, more than A&M, Maryland, Michigan State, anybody who just won 1 of those. BYU, Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, Michigan State, Syracuse, TCU, and A&M have won 1. Army, LSU, Michigan, Penn State, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Auburn have won 2. And again, Florida State, Florida, Texas, and Clemson have won 3. Again, the only people who have won more AP national championships, Alabama with 11, Notre Dame with 8, Oklahoma with 7, Miami, Ohio State, Southern Cal with 5, Nebraska, Minnesota with 4. So, yes, Clemson is legit top 20 as far as that goes. Now, and then if you want to go in the last, I don't know, Clemson fans like to cut it off in the late 70s. If you do that, then certainly you're top 10 program.
Sure.
So it all depends on how you want to frame your argument. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But the Tigers have a great way of framing. There's a lot more to frame. It's a pretty good story to tell and a lot more avenues you can go that route with.
All I know is for the next 12 months, we're the defending national champions.
Yes.
And, well, not we, they are. But this fan base can claim that.
No doubt. The Clemson family can claim that. Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. I want to tell you about what the great folks have done there, Leighton and Steve and Taj and the whole team have been able to do there. One of the things that I have not done since I got back in town from California is go back and check. I always kind of ride around town all the time and just check on it, make sure what they're doing and make sure the progress that they have made. This is an extremely unique piece of property for two reasons. One, it's a great piece of property, obviously on Lake Hartwell and overlooking Death Valley and the beautiful Clemson and seeing all that on one side of the mountains on the other. That's great. The other part of this unique aspect is that you're going to be able to get money back from renting out these condos when you're not using them. It's a condo-tel. This is a great option. This is all the amenities. When you talk to these gentlemen there, they talk about the lifestyle. They talk about the choice you're making of coming home to Clemson on a tailgate Saturday, on a on a Clemson weekend on Lake Hartwell. They have the studio, the two bedroom, the three bedroom. All the food services, all the amenities, the hot tub and the pool and the walking past and the fire pit and the meeting spaces and facilities and the football field for the families to throw out and tailgate on. You're going to love Lakeside Lodge. To find out more, go by and see them. They'd love to see your smiling face. It's a cool building that they're in. But finally, check them out online, lakesidelodgeclemson.com. Phone lines in the next segment, Tony Rell at 805. More right after this.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
At Spinks, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. We'll make it easier with hot coffee and real Southern Fried Chicken biscuits. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. Swing by your neighborhood Spinks to fill up and warm up.
Spinks, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Bodie gets a handoff in the backfield and dropped for a loss. And on down, Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
You've been asking me about Katichi in 2019. I can't tell you all the details, Zach. Zachary.
Water slide.
Zach. No, better. Better.
Water park? Whole water park?
No, better.
I don't know what could be better.
They're going to do, they've got these things, and I can't get all the way into it now. They're not ready to release all stuff now, and it's going to be a little bit down the road now, but there's plans about having corporate America businesses being able to come down and bring your people in, land at their airstrip right there. They'll pick you up in Oconee County airport, wherever it might be. But then take you out on their quail hunting on their land. They've got a quail hunting reserve and sporting clays, skeet shooting and all that. And then going down Lake Hartwell and fishing for stripers.
Well, you know, Will Husk isn't going down there. I'll tell you
and then playing a bunch of golf. And, man, it's I can't talk all about the details of it because they're getting these all in place. But now all your food, these immaculate suites that they have, you can stay in. And so if you're I want to plant some seeds now. If you're we got a lot of listeners listening to us all over the world now. If your company likes to entertain like that, imagine taking clients down there. Take the hunting guys hunting, the fishing guys fishing, the golf guys, and then y'all all meet up at night in these great meeting rooms, these great suites for accommodations, and have this food catered to you, and have all that to yourself. Man, what an awesome deal! If you got businesses in I don't know, it's Charleston. I mean, in Charlotte or Atlanta, Greenville, and you can get your people down here seeing it. Man, that's just an unbelievable deal. So they are geeked and jazzed up and they're about to bust out of their skin to do it, but they're just still in the planning stages of it and getting it. But they got the main thing they have is great people. And the main thing they have there is a great piece of property on all their properties to be able to do these kind of things. So that's going to be awesome. I'll tell you much more about that when I can. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. By the way, it's Katichi.com, CATEECHE.com. Make that initial phone call today if you're one of those people who are interested in doing something like that. Duke got beat last night. You make anything of this? Now, Cam Reddish was out. He was sick. But an unranked Syracuse team went to Duke and beat Duke in overtime. It's going into the game, Mike Krzyzewski was 90-0 as the nation's number one team against unranked teams. Now he's 90-1. What a great win for Syracuse, turning the ACC upside down, and Virginia now takes over the lead.
I saw there were some stupid stuff. It was like 124-0 at home against anybody other than North Carolina as the number one team in the country, and then they lost.
Mm.
But I think your precursor to that whole introduction was Cam Reddish was out, and this team needs him to be successful over the long haul, and they got exposed a little bit last night.
Yeah. But you know what? Notice served, and the ACC is extremely difficult this year. And to make it through, that's Duke's second loss. Remember when they beat Kentucky in the pregame and they said, well, can this team go 35-0 or 40-0 or 38-0 or 36-0, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they couldn't. So great win for Syracuse last night. Two losses now for Duke. Wouldn't know we'd see that. I have Mr. Orr 24, the D1 baseball, college baseball preseason poll.
Whoa, how far are we out from college ball?
Well, let's look that up.
Where?
Can I get that one? I'll look that up. Clemson received a text yesterday from a friend that said, so we're playing Notre Dame on St. Patrick's Day.
At Notre Dame?
No, here at Clemson.
Well, ain't Patty's Day. You going down to the bar crawl this year?
No, I don't. I'm a grown man, dude. I don't bar crawl anywhere. I don't crawl anywhere.
Grown men can't. You're going to be crawling around the floor chasing that little kid in a month.
That's fine. Notre Dame is coming to town that weekend, and we'll play on Sunday, March 17th. That's great. The opening of the baseball season is February the 15th.
I'm a grown man, dude.
You ain't listening, dude. February the 15th. So we are 1 month away from college baseball.
Ah, crap. 1 month away.
What do you mean, crap?
Oh, man.
That means you got to work?
I'm going to be here. It's the early season rain delays, man. They get to you.
Oh, come on. You ready for the top 25?
Yeah. Crap.
What do you mean, crap?
I'm here more than I am my own home.
Good.
During baseball.
Good.
There's no doubt about that.
Get to listen to baseball, watch baseball. Man, that's great. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Monty Lee, two peas in a pod.
I love Monty Lee. Love Clemson baseball.
Monty lived near my hometown. He played for the local baseball team for a while.
Did he really?
The New Jersey Cardinals.
The who Cardinals?
New Jersey Cardinals.
Not really. Here we go. D1 baseball preseason poll.
Yep.
Vanderbilt, number one. LSU, two. Texas Tech, three. Louisville, four. What was that?
The Vandy Whistler.
Oh.
Every pitch of every game.
I hate
that guy.
I like to bust a gun of chops.
I've never wanted to hit somebody more than that guy.
You take him out.
I would hit him multiple. You'd have to pull me off of him.
He's probably a nice guy.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter to you. Texas Tech, three. Louisville, four. Boy, that guy's done a good job. UCLA, five.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, six. North Carolina, seven. Oregon State, eight. Georgia, nine. Ole Miss, 10. East Carolina, 11. Stanford, 12. Florida State, 13. Mississippi State, 14. Baylor is 15. 16 is Arkansas. 17 is Michigan. 18, Oklahoma State. 19, TCU. 20, Wake Forest. My good friend Todd Frick, son Patrick, up there doing a great job, Wake Forest. 21 is Coastal Carolina. 22, Auburn. 23, Texas. 24, Clemson. 25, Cal State Fullerton. Did you notice who is not in that list?
South Kakalaki?
Yeah. South Carolina.
Chick-a-lana.
North Carolina is number seven, but South Carolina is not right.
Chick-a-lana.
So Tigers 24th. That's the D1 baseball poll. Clemson opens up with South Alabama on a Friday, February the 15th, 16th, the 17th. So
when will we start having Coach Lee Quarry back on the program?
Probably 2 weeks in advance. Like the first week in April.
Right, is he going to big time us?
No. Well, he is big time, but he won't big time us. I don't think he will.
Mm.
So I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. Finally in this segment, Mr. Orr24, your thoughts about Kyler Murray declaring for the NFL. This is a story that we followed really for about the past two or three shows.
He can still go play baseball.
Right.
He just had to do this to keep eligible for the NFL draft.
Right.
Evidently, he has he's had like 72 hours to change his mind or something. And then I saw a timeline where they could have until spring training to change his mind. So I don't know what the deal is. I think he made the right choice if he wants to make more money right now. At the end of the day, I still probably would have went baseball over the longevity of a career. If you think you have an honest shot, and you obviously do if you're a first-round pick, first-round talent, why not try to make some money in that field of play and enjoy that?
If you are the Oakland A's, how far are you willing to go? They're going to ask for $15 million.
The Oakland A's are notoriously cheap.
Right.
They pinch the pennies out there.
Right.
So I don't see them going above 10.
For a guy that's not even on the 40-man roster. It's a lot. It is a lot. With that said, can you afford to lose your number one pick? And a guy that you could think you could be a franchise guy. I don't know. I think this will be very interesting to follow to see what comes out of it. But I think that he is, you and I talked about this before, I think that's a long way to go as far as the baseball aspect of it. But can a little fella survive in the NFL? You're very familiar with the NFL. You watch the NFL every single week.
I don't think he can survive, no.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think that's a tough deal for a little fella. We saw the Johnny Manziel, the little fella, of running around and, I don't know, man. Johnny Manziel like a midget out there, didn't he?
He's a little fella.
I mean, and Kyler Murray seems tinier than he is. I mean, 15 games, 16 games in the NFL, I don't know, man. I'm not sure about all that. Prime Lending, I am sure about. Why in the world would you do business with an 800 company or a .com company about doing a mortgage? Why not do it locally? Now, locally, there's still a lot of good people who are doing things, and you know, a lot of people are offering you mortgages and refinances and remodeling type stuff. There's no doubt about that. No one has this kind of expertise and these kind of people. I'll just tell you this to trust them. Just give them a shot at your business at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and Amanda and all those great folks over there would just love just to sit down, see if they can structure something for you. It's our wonderful friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. With the rates the way they are right now, this is where you truly, really need that kind of professional advice and see if they can help you out. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Texas said you got Russell Wilson in the NFL, but Russell Wilson's not tiny and frail looking, is he?
No,
he's got some girth to him. He's got some thickness to him. But man, this good look guy.
He's small.
He is. He's tiny. And we'll see. I would tell him baseball. No doubt about that. Okay. When we come back, South Carolina has one new football coach and one that are looking for. Yeah, South Carolina has one that they could be looking at. Maybe a former Clemson coach. Maybe involved down in Columbia. Also some recruiting stuff. We'll see where the Gamecocks are. And they open a new football building. Tony Morell will tell